Today marks the one-year anniversary of the crash of Coast Guard helicopter 6017 on a routine flight between Astoria, Oregon, and its home base at Air Station Sitka. KCAW's Robert Woolsey reports.
A week following the accident, the three airmen who died received full military honors at a standing room only memorial in the air station's hangar. Almost 2,000 people crowded in for the stirring 21-gun salute, taps, and a flyover by helicopters from Air Station Kodiak. Lost in the crash off the coast of La Push, Washington were Lieutenant Sean Kruger, Petty Officer Adam Hoke, and Petty Officer Brett Banks. A fourth airman, Lieutenant Lance Leone, survived with serious injuries. Lieutenant Commander Doug Cameron had been in charge of Air Station Sitka for only 9 days before the crash, and though he had served in previous assignments with Hoke and Banks and had only just met Kruger, Cameron told mourners that in a small service like the Coast Guard, no one was a stranger.
Our flight boots have worn paint off the deck in front of the same rudder pedals. Our hands have held the same flight controls. And much more importantly, we have both had the privilege of flying with people like Brett Banks and Adam Hoke.
That sentiment was shared by Admiral Robert J. Papp, Commandant of the Coast Guard, who was among the numerous dignitaries at the memorial. He shared his thoughts with reporters after the ceremony.
It's such a small service by comparison to the others that when we do have a loss of any one Coast Guardsman, much less three, it really touches the lives of all of us. So that's why we gather together, why we take the time to do ceremonies like this. I refer to it as the manners of our profession, but it's really a time for us to get together, to celebrate the lives of these great heroes, and then to shore each other up to be able to get through the tragedy.
According to District 17 Operations, the Coast Guard suffered 7 major aviation mishaps in the 2 years prior to the loss of the Sitka helicopter. Since the crash of 6017, however, there have been no major incidents. In a news release, Vice Admiral Brian Salerno says the service has returned to the basics: aviate, navigate, and communicate. He also stressed the importance of battling complacency, managing the rate of change, and mitigating risk. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.